I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You, a fond look at the animals we love to hate. Last week, we were off to China and Vietnam. This week, Israel. Looking at beetles. What is this?
Well, there's a really interesting article that just came out about the larvae of some ground beetles found in the Middle East. The research was done in Israel. And these larvae prey upon amphibians, and they actively entice the amphibian. So here's a case of a predator that actively attracts other predators and eats them.
Luring them in.
And what they do is they wiggle their mouth parts and their antennae to catch the attraction of a toad or a frog. And of course, the frog, being a frog, can't help itself, and it lunges out with its tongue to grab this insect and pull it into its mouth. And the larva usually very deftly dodges the tongue and takes that moment to take its hook-like mandibles and sink its mouth parts into the throat or inside the mouth of the frog and doesn't let go.
This sounds like a horror movie.
And initially, the larva feeds like a parasite. They just suck the bodily fluids out of the frog. They can't disengage because these mandibles are hooked and barbed. Once they're in, there's no letting go. And then later, they feed more as a predator. They actually chew up the frog and leave nothing but a little pile of bones in their wake when they're all done.
We should have done this Halloween week.
It's pretty creepy, actually. But there are some ghastly videos available and photographs showing these poor frogs being eaten. But this is a special tactic used by these ground beetle larvae. This is what they do. It's not a happenstance thing. These larvae don't feed opportunistically. They are specialists on amphibian predators, and this is what they do.
I take it that they get into the frog on land.
Oh, yes. Right. Yeah, or actually, toads are probably a better example, but occasionally when frogs are out wandering around looking for a meal, they're just as susceptible to these beetle larvae.
And the beetle itself looks like what?
The beetle is a ground beetle. We have a very similar species here called Clinius. Most ground beetles are very shiny black or brown. Some of them have metallic colors. This particular group of ground beetles happens to be a little more on the shiny metallic variety.
And is this a unique example of?
It's a very unique example because it's the first known example of a predator that entices other predators, lures them in as food. There was one example given of a larva that actually didn't dodge the sticky tongue of a toad and was swallowed by the toad. And it remained in the toad's gut for a couple of hours, and then the toad eventually regurgitated it, and the larva turned around and bit the toad and ate it. And there are examples, too. Sometimes the toads get away. There are toads out there in the field that show the very distinctive scars of these larvae, so they don't always succumb.
Well, given this information, I'd like to suggest that you write another book, something along the lines of bedtime stories. Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.